The events of the journey which was witnessed by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been mentioned in various ahadith. What journey is it that we're talking about? We're talking of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. The incident of Mi'raj has been narrated by approximately 25 Sahaba, amongst them Hazrat Anas bin Malik, Abu Dhar al-Ghifari, Malik bin Sa'ad, Buraida al-Aslami, Jabir bin Abdullah, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, Shaddad bin Aus, Ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Abu Huraira, and Ummi Hani radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Regarding when the event of Mi'raj had taken place, which is the supreme miracle that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam had witnessed, there is a difference of opinion according to the historians and the compilers of Sirah. According to some, it occurred 10 years after the beginning of Nubuwa. Ibn Shahab al-Zuhri rahimahumullah holds a view that it took place 1 year before the hijrah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Medina. Another view is that of the fact that it occurred 16 months before the hijrah. The well-known commentator of hadith, Hafiz ibn Kathir rahimahumullah, has mentioned a variety of views in his book Al-Bidayah wa Niyayah. Also, Allama Kirmani, who is a commentator of Bukhari Sharif, as well as the commentator of Muslim Sharif, Allama An-Nawawi rahimahumullahu ta'ala, have recorded their views, and they are the opinion that it occurred in the 50th year after Nubuwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. When we look at the verses with regards to the mention of the various aspects of the miraculous journey, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala briefly discusses the incident of Mi'raj in the Quran when he declares, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. Glory be to Allah who took his servant on a journey by night from Masjid al-Aqsa to from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, in whose presence we have blessed, so that we may show him some of our signs. Verily Allah is all-hearing and all-seeing. So the opening verses of Surah Al-Isra, or also known as Surah Banu Israel, tells us very clearly that Allah took Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a journey one night from Masjid Al-Aqsa, Masjid Al-Haram to Masjid Al-Aqsa. Then in Surah Al-Najm, we are informed that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had witnessed many majestic signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the realm of the heavens. In the Sidratul Muntaha, near the Sidratul Muntaha, in the Jannatul Ma'wa, near it is the Jannah of, or the Jannah which is in abode. Idh yakhsha sidrata ma yakhsha, behold, the lot tree was shrouded with what? Shrouds. Ma zagha al-basar wa ma tagha, his sight never swerved, nor did it transgress its limits. لَقَدْ رَآ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِ الْكُبْرَى, for indeed he saw some of the greatest signs of his Rabb. Al-Masjid al-Haram refers to the masjid which surrounds the Kaaba Sharif from all sides, and is sometimes used to denote the entire Haram area of Mecca, that is referred to in certain verses of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Subhanalladhi, glory and perfection belongs to Allah. This was directed primarily to the people of narrow understanding the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who doubted the Mi'raj. And this verse effectively dispels their misgivings about the great event. Sadly, even today, we find some ignorant people thinking likewise. The truth is that these people do not have faith in Allah, and hence they doubt the endless power and majesty of Allah. Allah proclaims that everything is within His sublime power. Nothing can ever surpass Him. He does whatever He wills and He is free from any weakness and defect. His power is absolute and nothing whatsoever is difficult for Allah. Allah says, Subhana alladhi asra bi'abdihi. Glory and perfection belong to that being who took his servant. Allah describes the status of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his servant, a servitude to him. When it is a great honor to serve people, then to be the slave of Allah has to be the mark of the greatest honor and a very special status. When Allah chooses, whoever Allah chooses as his slave and declares him to be so, has indeed attained the pinnacle of glory. There is certainly no greater achievement than this. Allah did not say, Subhanalladhi asra bi nabiyihi, or bi Muhammadin, or bi Ahmadin. But what did He say? Bi abdihi, with His servant. And that is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the most beloved names by Allah are Abdullah, the slave of Allah, Abdurrahman, the slave of the Most Merciful. Once an angel appeared before the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and informed him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent his salams, greeting, and had declared, if you wish, we will make you a Nabi, a prophet, with the characteristics of a slave. Or if you desire, we could make you a Nabi with the characteristics of a king. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam for advice. Jibreel advised him to adopt humility. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then replied, I would prefer to remain a prophet and a slave. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates this hadith, and after this she says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never took his meals while leaning against anything. He would say, I eat in the manner of a slave and I sit in the manner of a slave. Subhanallah. What humility the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam displayed. Furthermore, with regards to the reason why Allah says, Bi abdihi, he had taken his slave. When discussing Mi'raj, after learning about the great miracle, one should not be misled into thinking that the status of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could surpass that of a slave of Allah. As a result, one might then wrongly exalt him to be the partner of Allah, and a'udhu billahi min dhalik, and go astray like the Christians when they began to exaggerate the status of Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam. Allah uses the term slave, his servant, to save the followers of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messengers of the most beloved of Allah, from any deviation. The Quran clearly states that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken in one night on a journey from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. Al-Aqsa is the name of the Masjid of Baytul Muqaddas, which is situated in Sham. The word al-Aqsa is used in the meaning of something far away, ab'ad, something far away. And there may be many views of the scholars of Tafsir regarding this word al-Aqsa. In the Tafsir Ruhul Ma'ani, Allama Alawsi Baghdadi says the adjective al-Aqsa has been used to describe the masjid, saying it is far away from the people of al-Hijaz. Another view is that from all the masjids that are visited, this one is the furthest away. In other words, if anyone sits off from al-Masjid al-Haram, you will pass by Madinatul Munawwara, and only after traveling for many days, he will reach al-Masjid al-Aqsa. When people used to travel by camel, the journey would take 40 days. Another reason why it is called Al-Aqsa is that it is a place which is far from that is pure of all filth and indecency. And it's for that reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Barakna hawlahu, the masjid, the area which has been blessed around it. The blessings referred to here are both of deeni, spiritual and mundane nature. The deeni blessings lies in the fact that many of Allah's Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam used to worship Allah here. And they used to face this direction. It is only one of the three masjids to which it is permissible to specifically undertake a journey to visit it. And it is surrounded by the graves of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam from all directions. If one visits Masjid al-Aqsa, one will be taken back by the beauty that Allah has granted this portion of the world, lush, picturesque region with rivers flowing and olive trees and greenery, subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the purpose of the visit is لِنُرِيَهُ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا, so that we may show him some of our signs. An extraordinary manifestation of power. Yes, for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to go on such a distant journey is only in only a fraction of the night to meet all the Anbiya alayhi salam, to lead them in salah and to witness all these strange phenomena there, all forms part of the strange manifestation of the magnificent and supreme power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The author of Ma'alim al-Tanzeel writes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word in the end, إِنَّهُ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ, Allah is all-hearing, to remind us that He listens to the du'as and the supplication, al-basir, also see all-seeing, that He sees, or to show that He sees everything, and that He protects even in the darkness of the night. The Qur'an in Surah Al-Isra mentions only the portion of the journey of up to Masjid al-Aqsa, while the ahadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam describe the journey to the skies, up to the heavens and the beyond, up to Sidratul Muntaha. It is the belief of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa into the seven heavens and thereafter back to Makkah Mu'adhama in the same night. Now this traveling to and from was in the state of complete wakefulness and in body with soul. Now the incident of Mi'raj has been discussed in great detail in many of the books of Hadith. The Mi'raj has been referred to as Al-Isra, which is referred to as the initial part of the journey, and Mi'raj, the latter part from Masjid al-Aqsa up until the heavens. Inshallah, we'll continue looking at various aspects with regards to this magnificent journey.